Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 2019 Heat Help Cure Radiothon. Call now, 786-777-2222. That's 786-777-2222. Thanks for caring, South Florida. From AM 790, The Ticket.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. We're live from the American Airlines Arena, the second Heat Help Cure Radiothon. I want to again give a special thanks to our sponsors, the law offices of Anajar and Levine, Catholic Health Services, FPL, Berkowitz Pollock Brandt Advisors, and Accountants, and Florida Blue, man. Tune in all day, now until 7 p.m. Zazzo and Amber will be out here. Hockman and Crowd will be out here. And we want to have you guys get your donations in. 786-777-2222. I've been having people hit me up on Twitter as well, Leroy. Some people even out of the country who want to.
Cool.
And so I've been telling him, he's like, any way to do it via online? Absolutely online. HeatHelpCure.org. You guys can go there and get your donations in as well. And it's been great hearing all these stories today. Leroy has been hobnobbing. He's been
yes.
out and about at the event.
I have questions. No, I've been asking doctors and the patients questions because you know, we all, when you say cancer, you know, we all think about what we know it to be, and it's so much different now. The treatments are different, how they attack the different treatments, how they identify cancer and
what
the various
they can do down
forms
here.
Of cancer.
Like that's,
what they can do down here, and that's the most important thing. People don't realize with, like, some medical issues that you have, locally, you might not have the specialist there to treat them.
Right.
And so to have a cancer center here in South Florida is truly amazing. And to be able to treat every type of cancer with a number of different methods, a lot of places don't have that ability. And they have the ability down here. And it's people like you who donate to the cause, and we do things like this for the cause that enable them to not turn anybody down and to be able to treat everybody, whether they have insurance or not.
Yeah, that was crazy when Susanna told us last segment. She was a cancer survivor, and she still gets her checkups at Miami Cancer Institute, and she says that nobody gets turned away, but – obviously,
right.
you can't treat people for free.
So
somebody needs to help with that the money, and that's where your donations go. People who can't afford it. It's critical.
Or the fact that she had to move to New York for a year.
100%.
All right, she's from down here. She had to go live in New York for a year. She lived in the hospital for 4 months. She had 3 kids, husband. Everybody moved up there. In itself, you know, cancer is tough enough, but to have to just adjust your life that way, and now there's people down here that won't have to do it.
Yeah. So again, guys, get your donations in 786-777-2222, 786-777-2222, and you guys can donate. You can become a Heat Help Cure team member, and just $20 a month. That can help. You know, somebody that can change their life for people who are suffering in our community. But really, I mean, like, anything you guys can give, it goes a really, really long way. So make our people run to the phones, make their arms tired. Hello.
Cup of coffee, baby.
Get it up
we
there.
Want all the people listening to us.
Bang that
buy
phone.
Us a cup of coffee.
Burr, burr.
Yeah, there you go, Robbie.
Let's get to some headlines, Robbie. Get us caught up on what went down last night in South Florida sports.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
And these headlines are brought to you by BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for this holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selection of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandsMart USA store today.
Buying the way.
I love that jingle. It's my favorite. I love it, man. BrandsMart in Deerfield. That's my childhood right there.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Do the donuts just walk in here?
Oh, boy.
Get the donut on.
It felt like he walked in and doves came out from behind him.
Hey, you going to need a bigger box.
Hey, just bring that over here, man.
I'm just telling you right now.
Shout out to Krispy Kreme, by the way, for providing us breakfast.
Ashley, oh, you my girl, but I would dump truck you over some donuts right now.
PJ Brown style.
Hey. That's all right. Sprinkle a little glaze on you. It's over. Little glaze. Yes, yes, yes.
What do you got, Robbie? Tell us what went down.
You don't even like donuts.
Well, the Panthers were down 4-0 last night, and then they came back.
Robbie.
You're a gem. You're a gem.
Good job.
I love you.
Point for Robbie.
Largest comeback in Panthers history, and they got the 2 points, and they won in Boston in a shootout.
Crazy.
Thanks to something in Montembeau. You have the perfect third period.
You have no business winning that game. 4-0.
It happens.
4-0 in hockey.
Dude, it happens in sports. It happens in sports. It's like, you know what? Is it out of the realm of things for everybody to panic what normally happens to the Heat in the third quarter? So I can understand, based on all the basketball that Mike English and Ruth Riley have seen from this team in the last couple of years, why everybody was like, oh, boy, here we go.
I get mad on Twitter because I search up Bobrovsky's name and people are killing him. They're killing him, especially hockey nerds. They're like,
the Columbus team petty.
$10 million. No, not just Columbus. People are just mocking the Panthers for paying $10 million to a goalie for the next 10 years. I'm like, hey, not my sweet Bob. Don't you say those things about my sweet Bobrovsky.
But question. Are they any different than you?
It's not. They don't know him. I know him.
Wait, come on, man. We may have dodged the bullet.
I guess
come on.
Hey, we definitely did not dodge a bullet. This guy's amazing. I love Jimmy Butler. He's so good.
He is.
He's so good.
You know what? I will say this. I am more pleased than I thought I would be with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. I didn't, you know, and it's not about necessarily the scoring because some people say, oh, he's a star. He's got to get me this, this, and this. And that's not entirely the case. I mean, to an extent, everybody gets on LeBron about that. Like, yep. They don't understand that there's more ways to affect a game than just scoring and rebounds.
Right.
And Jimmy Butler's one of those guys.
It's also funny because in today's day and age, some of the numbers are so crazy with the guys who can score. But, man,
they're always on losing teams, though.
Yeah. He really does make an impact everywhere.
Trae Young scored 42. How you feeling about the Atlanta Hawks?
I feel okay. They won in Denver last night.
Yeah, but still.
That's an impossible win.
Yeah.
That's an impossible win.
Well, but it's an impossible because the Heat didn't win there?
It is impossible to win there. It's illegal. I don't like it. What else you got, Robbie?
By the way, your boy Tobin, who's that Hawks announcer? That the thuggery guy, Steve Holman. Oh yeah, he was on tilt with some of these Trae Young calls that he had.
Oh my god,
he's staring at the Thunder bench. I mean, the Nuggets bench. It's like he was on.
Did he
on.
Say something like tremendous or something like that?
Did he?
Oh my god.
The Heat have resorted to thuggery.
It was James Jones. Like, oh really?
James Jones
resorted to thuggery. Oh, the golden donuts have arrived.
Oh, boy.
Oh. What else, Robbie?
Oh, yeah, the Heat did win last night over the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, they did.
Barely covered. I mean, it was a sweat there for those of you that had the Heat -8.5.
I was going to ask you this, Robbie. Do you gamble on the Heat, like, every night? Like, or do you keep team loyalty out of it from action, or does it not matter if you see a good player?
Well, if there's a certified luck, I'm going to be gambling on it. But I don't need to gamble as much on the Heat because I already have invested emotion as it is without having to bet on it. So I already
invested emotion?
Yeah.
That don't count?
Of course it does.
Sure it does.
There's no substitute for straight hard cash.
I feel like I bet my emotion every game.
Like if you're watching Maxon last night with Western Michigan and Miami of Ohio, the only reason you want to be into that is because you have an action on it. With the Heat, you don't need to have action on it to be into the game.
Agreed.
Well, because I had to get up a little bit earlier at halftime, I let the Heat go ahead on and do their thing.
You just trusted them?
Yeah.
You trusted the process?
Yeah. Trust the process.
Can we get last night? This was in the locker room, Leroy. I was at the Heat game last night. Went to the Heat locker room. This is a fun locker room. These guys like each other, and I like the jawing back and forth.
Is that because they won?
That's an interesting thing. I don't know. They're undefeated at home, so I haven't been in a losing locker room yet.
Okay, so it's always a little more jovial.
Definitely.
When you know. Things are going good.
I don't like going to losing locker rooms. This is depressing. I remember going to the Heat's
locker room. I don't like being in a losing locker room. It sucks.
I remember going to in the locker room for the 11 finals when they lost. Poor sad Eddie House is there. I'm just like, I don't need this.
But understand this. Let's take this to – you remember was it Bobby McCain that flipped out?
Yes.
Now, imagine being – like, I'm just saying, like, everybody to make it sound like – this is unique to Bobby McCain, and maybe he went too far. Man, it is tough being in a losing locker room when you put so much effort into something.
Right.
And you realize that you came up short. And in football, there's not as many games.
So we're sitting around Bam's locker. We're waiting for, you know, this is the way it works. The Heat locker room situation is weird to me because every game, everybody except for the one opening night when he wasn't here, everybody goes to Jimmy Butler's locker, but he's never the first guy to talk. So then we all hoard over to Bam's locker or whoever it is, Bam or Tyler Hero, whoever's talking. And then we heard back to Jimmy Butler. It's a bad process. I feel
that's
like
how it works in all sports.
I feel like we should have a better system. Triangular, something that
they try, you know how they try to get around that in all sports is they bring them out to the table.
Love that. Oh my God, I would love that.
And so you notice a lot of the times after games, instead of interviewing them in the locker room, they would bring them out.
Right. But this did end up for a fun session because as Jimmy is getting ready, Bam is talking to the media. Myers Leonard is off in the corner just, you know, doing Myers Leonard stuff, which is being awesome and having a deep voice. And so Jimmy is jawing in the middle of Bam's press conference, essentially, and Bam doesn't like it.
As the season goes on, we'll be ready for it. Hey, Mars, go get him, bro. Go get him, bro. Go get him.
Hey, relax. We're trying to do media.
My dog. As simple as that. Simple as that.
Oh, my God.
You up back there yelling. What you yelling for? What you yelling for?
He's so scary. It's the scariest voice.
Yeah.
Hey.
It sounds a lot like this.
John Embry, another great young man. From Destrehan, Louisiana. Hold on a second. Hey, guys. Hey, I'm having a press conference, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
We have to fix the line of scrimmage. We wanted to get bigger. I'll stop. Hey, stop the ball. Stop the drill. I'm having a press conference.
That is amazing. It really does.
That sounds exactly like that. Good call, Robbie. Can we get it one more time?
As the season goes on, we'll be ready for it. Hey, Mars, go get him, bro. Go get him, bro. Go get him.
Hey, relax. We're trying to do media.
My dog. As simple as that. Simple as that. You up back there yelling. What you yelling for? What you yelling for?
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
Man, that is great. I loved it. Anyway, guys, we're here from the second annual Heat Help Cure Radiothon. Please get your donations in, 786-777-2222. Thank you to the Miami Heat for hosting this for a second straight year. Really, really great cause. You know when the Heat are behind it, it's going to go full throttle. So it's been fantastic so far today. Get your donations in, guys, 786-777-2222. Your donation makes a difference. You guys have been hearing. We've been playing stories for you throughout the day, inspiring stories from people who have been through the fight of cancer, families who have been through the fight of cancer, some Heat players who have dealt with this as well. So you guys will roll on with that. We come back with more from the second annual Heat Help Cure Radiothon after this.
I was sick. last year, Halloween? Well, I kind of have been a little foggy. I wake up, throw up, I get headaches. My throat hurts when I wake up in the morning sometimes, and I have to drink some water to get it away. I have leukemia.
We are not afraid.
I had a poor Annie hurt. A poor is something that is inside of your body and you need to get medicine through.
It's hard to kill. Who knows what miracle you can achieve when you believe somehow you will. You will win. You
I don't really like the spinal tap. It's scary. And I fall asleep because of the medicine. I don't like it.
In this time of fear, when prayer so often proves in vain, hope seems like the summer birds too swiftly flown away. Yet now I'm standing here, my heart so full I can't explain, seeking faith and speaking words I never.
I feel like I want to be with my mom and dad and also my two brothers.
There can be miracles when you believe.
When you believe.
Oh, hope is real. It's hard to give. Who knows what miracles you can achieve. When you believe, somehow you win.
I'm looking forward to go to Japan, but my mom doesn't let me do it because I need a mask. I have Mickey Mouse masks and regular masks. They help me by not getting sick. I would tell them that I'm strong and everything. Madison, and I'm a warrior and I'm strong.
Hi, it's Udonis Haslam from the Miami Heat. With 790 The Ticket, let's come together as a community and join Heat Help Cure in the fight against cancer. Because it's up to us. The Miami Heat, Miami Cancer Institute, Intercom Radio, and you versus cancer. Please call 786-777-2222 now and become a Heat Help Cure team member. A donation of just $20 a month can help provide life-saving treatment to people suffering in our community. Join the Heat. You can help. Find a cure. For more details, visit theticketmiami.com.
Join the Heat. You can help find the cure. Call now, 786-777-2222. That's 786-777-2222. Thanks for caring, South Florida. From AM 790, The Ticket.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you from the American Airlines Arena. Thanks, everybody, tuning in for the second Heat Help Cure Radiothon. All of our guests who have stopped by. We're expected to talk to Eric Spoelstra and Shane Battier later on in today's show, which will be a lot of fun. We always love chopping it up with the people from the Heat. But, you know, the main thing is, everybody, we're here broadcasting live from the AAA to help raise funds for the much-needed cancer research and treatment here in our local community. So please call 786-777-2222, and you can become a Heat Help Cure team member. There's big news, Leroy, that came through. I was told that an anonymous donor called in, and they, starting at 8:30, so you guys can get this this ready. Your donation will count twice. They're going to match dollar for dollar.
Dollar for dollar from 8:30 to 9.
8:30 to 9. So if you guys are waiting on donating, we're not quite sure. If you guys want to double up your help at 8:30 from 8:30 to 9, your donation is going to count twice over. So consider that 786-777-2222. You know, let's come together as a community, guys. Join the Heat Help Cure in the fight against cancer. That's a really awesome thing. It's nice to see people's hearts opening up like that, and their wallets opening up like that, and really trying to help out. That's tremendous to see.
It is. It is. You know, one of the things that, you know, being in football and sports and, you know, always having at least half of the fans cheering for you is that you realize what good can come from people in numbers, you know. And so – I like when people come together for good causes. There is, you know, with all the hatred and things going on, it's good to be a part of something like this. So, you know, whatever you can do, you know, not asking, just come in, come be part of the group.
Yep.
Whatever you can do. I'm a big fan of the cup of coffee thing.
Yep. Give us two cups of coffee if you call it 8:30.
Yeah. It'll be two cups of coffee.
Two cups of coffee.
Two cups.
Think about that.
That is right.
Dollar for dollar.
Yes.
Get your donations in, man. 786-777-2222. Very excited to be talking to Michelle Ryder here. She is stopping by our table, Chief Operating Officer and Chief Nursing Officer at the Miami Cancer Institute. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us. Very much appreciate it. It's great to have you. You've devoted your entire career to nursing profession. You're now the head of the amazing nursing staff at Miami Cancer Institute. Can you tell us a little bit about your staff, your nurses, and the compassion they're so widely known for providing all that care?
And it's super important that everybody realizes that when you're treating cancer, you have to treat cancer as a team, and you've really got to go at it in the best way possible. A lot of what happens is with the staff. And I would tell you at the Cancer Institute, it's not just about nursing. We have therapists and fabulous technicians that go along with those treatment plans. But most of the time, staff choose cancer. Staff choose to work in oncology.
That's incredible.
That's their chosen profession. Although I would tell you, we go through a lot of screening to make sure that we see the right attributes that the patients really need to see when they're battling cancer. So one of the things you'll see is the people that really care about you when you come into the institute.
Can you give us an idea of just, you know, how far people's, you know, donations go, why it's so needed, and where this goes towards with helping people in their and their treatment?
Cancer is not always 100% covered by insurance. So there's a wide variety of monies that need to go for people that can't afford care. Baptist Health in general really contributes greatly, not just to cancer, but to the overall health of the community. We donate lots and lots of money that is given to us and that we have for the for-profit organization. We give a lot to our patients. But, you know, right now clinical trials are not fully funded. So, unfortunately, if you are not treated and cured in the standard of care therapies for cancer, you most likely will go to a clinical trial. And to fund clinical trials and the research behind that, you need philanthropic dollars. So for the Heat Help Cure, any money that you give goes towards that cause. And any money that you give to Heat Help Cure, you can designate where you want that money to go.
Oh, really?
If you don't want to fund research, and, you know, of course, everybody probably does, but the reality is there's other programs that you can. We have pediatric foundational areas. You can come in and take a tour of MCI. We have tours available, and you can make your choice and decide where you wanted to go. Money is needed really everywhere in the Institute.
Can you give us some insight into, like, the relationship you have with your patients? You guys have an incredible facility, and seeing what you guys do to make it as comfortable as possible, because it's a daunting, scary thing for people to go through, but I mean, man, you really do all you can to try and make it as settled as it can be.
Well, the most important thing is to develop that relationship with the patient. The patient needs to know that not only you care about them, but you have a plan for them. So one of the things we start out first with is offering a multidisciplinary clinic to those patients that qualify for that. And really what that's all about is getting all of your physicians together in one room. So the patient comes in, we have all of their scans, all of their labs, everything that's necessary to make a diagnosis and then get a plan together. And that comfort that the patient needs to have with the clinical staff is extremely important, because then you can relax and you can understand what you need to go through and you can fight the fight that needs to be fought.
Well, Michelle Ryder, thank you so much for stopping by, giving us some insight to all the great work you guys are doing. And again, 786-777-2222, guys. And again, from 8:30 to 9, dollar for dollar, your donation will be matched. So if you guys really want to make an impact, you guys haven't been thinking about it all day, now is the time to do that. Michelle, thanks so much for stopping by. We've been bringing you guys some really great tales throughout the day, really inspiring stories and things like that. So, you know, keep that tuned for things like that as we roll on here, and continue. Again, coming up this half hour, 8:30 to 9, an anonymous donor has called in. They are going to match dollar for dollar all of your donations. 786-777-2222. Want to thank our sponsors, the Law Offices of Anna Jar and Levine, Catholic Health Services, FPL, Berkowitz Pollock, Brandt Advisors and Accountants, and Florida Blue. We will be back with more right here from the second annual Heat Help Cure Radiothon.
I did a 3D mammogram, and then they also did a sonogram. When they did the sonogram, that's when two areas looked a little suspicious. The radiologist came in and said, it's unlikely that two areas right next to each other would both be cancerous. I was at work and I see my phone ring, and it's first my primary care, and then right after that it's Baptist. I couldn't answer the phone, and I said, well, if both of them are calling back to back, this can't be good. And so when I called them back at Baptist, they told me it was positive, most likely stage 2 invasive ductal carcinoma. Am I going to get to see my daughter turn 1? Am I going to get to see her graduate kindergarten and all the other amazing things that we hope to see them do? We decided to do a double mastectomy because there were multiple tumors in one breast, and because of my age, I was at a higher risk of a recurrence in the other breast. And then after that, I had a full hysterectomy done.
I'm
focusing just on taking care of my daughter, who will be two now in November, and she's a handful, so it's a full-time plus job. I still have one more surgery to go to finish reconstruction. I would probably not be here without Miami Cancer Institute. It's interesting to see other people going through the same process and having to deal with visiting two or three different locations for different treatments. And I was so fortunate to have been referred here, and I was able to do everything in one place, from the very first mammogram to my last reconstruction. Everything is here. So that takes at least one stressor out of the equation.
Hi, it's Myers Leonard from the Miami Heat. Let's come together as a community and join Heat Help Cure in the fight against cancer. It's up to us, all of us, because it's us versus cancer. Please call 786-777-2222 now and become a Heat Help Cure team member. A donation of just $20 a month can help provide life-saving treatment to people suffering in our community. That's 786-777-2222. Join the Heat. You can help. Find a cure. For more details, visit theticketmiami.com.
The 2019 Heat Help Cure Radiothon. Call now, 786-777-2222. That's 786-777-2222. Thanks for caring, South Florida. From AM 790, The Ticket.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy. We're live from the American Airlines Arena for the second annual Heat Help Cure Radiothon. Been blown away so far with you guys, your support. You guys calling in with your donations. You guys hitting us up for the website, which is heathelpcure.org. You guys can donate there if you guys are out and about. But you can also call up 786-777-2222. And the way that I recommend doing that, because this hour or this half hour from 8:30 until 9 a.m., we have an anonymous donor who told us they are going to match dollar for dollar for every amount that is donated within this window from 8:30 to 9. So if you guys have been thinking about donating, now your donation is going to count for twice the amount. So just think that out, 786-777-2222. Become a Heat Help Cure team member. Donation is just $20 a month, can help provide life-saving treatment for people suffering in our community. Join the Heat. You can help find a cure. Call 786-777-2222. It's been great hearing the awesome stories from everybody at Miami Cancer Institute, the doctors, the nurses, the survivors who have come by our table. It's been really, really, really captivating, really inspiring. So thank you to them for spending some time with us. We're expected to talk to Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra. Shane Battier from the front office is supposed to join us as well. We know that the Heat, when they get behind a campaign like this, they really, really
they're all in.
Job. They're all in.
All in.
That's
from the players to the staff to Spo to Riley. Everybody gets into it. Mickey, everybody has been unbelievably supportive. By where we have this.
Yeah.
we have it at their house, and it's pretty good.
Their undefeated house, Leroy. Undefeated house.
It's been 2 weeks.
Whatever.
Why do we do that?
You can only play the games you play. It's their undefeated house.
No, okay.
And they were horrible
but
at home
played,
last year.
They played the games that they've played, and two of them you decided not to count.
Just listen. What's fair is fair.
It's not fair.
What's fair is fair.
So does Denver get to not count the games they play outside of the?
Don't be ridiculous. You got to play road games, okay? You got to play road games, but you should be able to play in fair road games. All I'm asking for is a humidifier in the Pepsi Center.
I can honestly say that I will start jotting some of this down, because I would say later on in the future, I will use it. And you will say, that's Looney Tunes. What are you talking about?
Nah, I stick by what I say.
No, you throw a couple of interesting words in there.
Like what?
We may have dodged a bullet.
Don't be upset because I you know, you think I say something that is, you know, 100% when really I had an out. You know, sometimes you're on the highway and there's an exit that just comes up. You don't know. I don't know what to tell you. That's not a thing where you should be
I think
upset.
You should probably pay attention, and you would have saw the sign for that exit a long time ago.
Look, words matter. Robbie, am I right? Words matter.
Yes, they do.
I mean, they matter. I'm just, you know, magnificent.
To who?
To everybody. Everybody.
It's science.
It's science.
Words are science.
Yep. and science are words.
What are y'all pairing up to be the Wonder Twins?
That's tomorrow, 6 to 10 a.m.
Robbie and I are going to be doing Thursday and Friday, except Leroy's going out of town. He's going to be gallivanting around the Wilson town of Sarasota. Wilsons live. There's a Wilson Museum. Hey, let's get it. I hope.
Are they coming here?
Who? Yeah, they're doing. Yeah, Zaslow and Jethro. Yeah, they'll definitely be here.
Okay.
Of course. I mean, this is a huge. It's a huge thing.
Especially for her.
Yeah, it's a monster for Amber. She's a breast cancer survivor. She went through that at a very young age. And then, awesomely, you know, I mean, went through a really, really tough time with not only cancer, but stuff with, you know, her mom and all the personal stuff she went through. You know, thankfully, now she has a beautiful baby boy and a soccer boy also, who's
Soccer boy.
Wilson. Yep. And young Cullen. You know, who already knows how to, you know, buy the stock. At age, you know, what is he, 6 months? He already knows to trade the stock market better than we do. He's because that just you come out of the womb as a Wilson with a financial background.
You think he has a newspaper under his arm?
100%
with the Wall Street Journal.
I'm pretty sure I see Amber's son on Instagram with a monocle. he's the Monopoly baby. That's what's going down, man.
Wearing the actual hat because he fits the actual hat.
So we've been telling you guys, it's been inspiring stories throughout the day. We got one coming up here from Jody Mazur. She is a breast cancer survivor. Again, guys, if you want to get your donations in this half hour from 8:30 to 9, we have an anonymous donor. He is matching dollar for dollar. So call in 786-777-2222, 786-777-2222, and your donation is going to count for twice over until 9
o'clock.
We got
18 more minutes. Quit messing around.
Fire up that phone. Let's hear from Jody Mazur here.
Jody Mazur is an 8-year breast cancer survivor. So it's May of 1911, and Jody, you went for your annual mammogram. Routine exam, right?
I had just turned 40 years old, a big milestone birthday, with much to celebrate and be grateful for. And I was just doing all of my regular annual checks. I'd been getting annual mammograms for about 5 years, not because I had any significant risk factor, but because I thought it was responsible and I was always on top of my health and I always wanted to take a proactive stance as I was growing up. So I scheduled my mammogram, and on that mammogram, they didn't find a mass, but they found a change. So it was because I had had a previous mammogram that they were able to do the comparison and felt that it was 99% chance that it was nothing at all to be worried about. But instead of taking a wait-and-see approach, I scheduled a biopsy for the next day at Baptist. And the next day after that, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
That had to come as quite a shock.
8 years later, it's like being in that moment. I had to call my husband, who's the great love of my life, and say, I don't know what comes next. And our 3 and 7-year-old sons, that I might not be here to see them grow up. And I had to call my mom and say, Mommy, I have cancer. There are a few things that can bring you to your knees, like a moment like that.
No, of course not. But I hear you didn't take it lying down.
I consider myself the luckiest girl in the world.
Really? How so?
My family immediately and friends jumped into action, and we consulted with doctors and hospitals across the world. But the support network here at home with my parents, my siblings, my husband, and my children, this was where I needed to be. Though I was willing to go anywhere because I needed to find the team of professionals that would best champion my survival. And after meeting the doctors at Baptist, there was no question in my mind that I didn't need to go anywhere. The best treatment that I could possibly receive was going to be right here at home, literally down the street from my home. About a week after my diagnosis, they were able to schedule me for a double mastectomy with immediate reconstruction. Following my recovery, I began a year-long course of chemotherapy and Herceptin treatment for my cancer was HER2 positive. Several reconstruction surgeries as part of that, and I wrapped it up with a prophylactic complete hysterectomy to prevent future cancer.
This is Jody Mazur, an 8-year cancer survivor. Jody, friends and family are what keep those who are fighting cancer fighting. What was the best thing friends and family did for you?
They showed up. They didn't sugarcoat it. They didn't spend time telling me to be grateful and to remember how lucky I was for having had an early diagnosis, both of which were true, but they showed up. And whatever I needed, however I needed to be, if it was a day that I needed to sit and cry, then we sat and cried. If it was a day that they needed to drag me out of bed or off the bathroom floor and drag me around the block, they did that. They carried my children around town. My children were 3 and 7 at the time, and so they needed a significant amount of support. Friends showed up to help my husband because the diagnosis isn't just the patient. A husband watching his wife go through cancer treatment is very difficult. It wasn't just friends and family, it was also the professionals that we met at the Miami Cancer Institute who have since really become friends and continue to be a trusted source of support and information and education and strength and hope and all the things you need.
Today, Jody's goal is to increase awareness and prevention and to be an advocate for families enduring diagnosis, treatment, and survivorship, and to help them transition into a cancer-free future. That's quite an undertaking.
I consider it both my burden and my truest pleasure and gift that I get to be a voice for other families going through this. In the 8 years, I have been a silent cheerleader and advocate for a lot of women, thankfully being able to give them both reason to have hope, help them to find their own strength, and remembering that cancer doesn't only happen to the patient. Cancer is a family and a friend diagnosis. And helping people to get through that is a significant mission of mine at this stage of my life. I hope that, not at 8 years, but I hope you're interviewing me after 60 years of being cancer-free, and that I can still say that an important part of my survival is helping other people find their fight to survive.
Jody Mazur, cancer survivor. You're listening to the Heat Help Cure Radiothon.
Hi, it's Kelly Olynyk from the Miami Heat with 790 The Ticket. We're calling out to Heat Nation. Help us find a cure for cancer. Please call 786-777-2222 now and become a Heat Help Cure team member. A donation of just $20 a month can help provide life-saving treatment for people suffering in our community. That's 786-777-2222. Join the Heat. You can help find a cure. For more details, visit theticketmiami.com.